Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight. Singer, songwriter.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. I wanted to say, for those who vote, who want to vote, please vote. It'll make a big difference. It'll make a big difference for who becomes whoever you want to vote for. So, you know what my political beliefs are, but I'm progressive, but still, whatever you believe and you want to vote, you should. It's American right. Whatever you believe. I'm saying that whoever listening to me and you vote, you know, if you vote like me or the opposite of me, the important point is you vote. That's the right of living in this country. My stance is I hope we vote for the right person, you know, for the job, you know, that's just to the 21st century. For me, I think the 21st century, I'm living in the 21st century. Personally, I feel that with science and with math and with trends to know knowledge and to know, you know, you don't need to go to college to know that. You just know by the, you know, scientific evidence, you know by how people are. Whether, you know, what is going on, because there's always changes in a society, in a life, you know. There's always going to be a change. We're never going to go back, to what we used to be. You know, even as a human beings, you know, we grow up, you know. Born, and then 20 years later, we're an adult. We're not going to be an infant ever again once we become an adult. You know, it's kind of like things change. And with science and with growth, with technology, with the law and with psychology, the science, all that stuff, you know, we have to keep up with the changes in the present for the future to come upon us. I'm very much a part of the 21st century, you know. I just feel that on a personal level, well, there are a lot of people who are not living in the 21st century. They're living in the 19th century, 20th century. And, you know, it's not to judge. We're on different levels of understanding, or maybe people can't accept things, changes. My stance is, this is what I say. If it doesn't hurt anybody and it feels good for somebody, whether it's relationships, like with sexuality, like with, you know, people or what kind of music you like or whatever or whoever or whatever it is going to prevail. If it prevails, if the changes come and it prevails, it's because there's nothing wrong with it. Nature is nothing wrong with it. It's just people beliefs. So that's why I say, you know, you got to get religion, you got to get all that stuff out of the way and look at people for who they are. You know, religion can help, but we cannot use religion to hurt people or do things to hurt people because I had someone who said they're a Christian conservative and they said, I don't believe in Jesus, and they used that kind of rhetoric to hurt me or to try to get me to leave or to harass me or to attack me or to hate me, you know. That is not what being a religious Christian or Jew, or if you're Christian or Jew or whatever you believe, Islam or you know, the main religions or whatever religion You're not supposed to be using religion to hurt people. And because of that, it was a profound experience that I'm going to always be progressive, always be who I am, what I believe right now, for the rest of my life. But I also know that as a human being, I have the I know there's going to be people who think differently than me. I have respect. I'm not going to attack somebody who thinks differently from me. I'm going to be maybe disappointed, you know, like an election or something, but I can't attack someone else. And this person who said they're Christian conservative and they were calling me the N-word and they were homophobic and all that, that is not religion. That's hatred. That's a hateful person. There's no excuse. Religion, being religious is no excuse to being a hateful person. Okay? That's all I have to say. Regardless of what beliefs you have. The 21st century is about being up to par with everybody, being living wherever you is or whatever. So I leave it there. That is wrong, and that, you know, and especially where I live in California, that's a no-no. You know, they could get investigated, could be charged with a hate crime. We don't want no hate mongers, or I don't want no hate mongers attacking me for saying this on, you know, Black Hearts Radio. It is wrong to be a hate monger, no matter what religion you are. You can be whatever you believe, but you cannot use it as an excuse to attack me because you think I'm a sinner or you think that I'm living a sinful life. Then you have a mental health issue, something wrong with you. You're not supposed to do that. That goes against the laws of not only religion, but most importantly, the laws of society. That's why we separate state, church and state, because we need to, we need to separate, see people for who they are. It's wrong. Anybody who's a Christian conservative, who's a bigot, and acts out on their bigotry, is a hate monger, and they are not religious. They should be investigated for a hate crime, and that's how I feel. Or any type of, or anybody who discriminate. And I say that I hang out with whoever I want to. I'm very open. I like all people of all types, and that's how I leave it. You cannot, if you're a Christian conservative and you act out on your hateful beliefs or any religion, not just Christianity, it could be Islam, it could be Judaism, it could be any type of hatred is wrong. Mike, it is, you're not religious, you're not a child God, you're a hate monger, and you should be investigated. That's evil. You're not supposed to use any type of religion to hurt people. Like I said, we were hearing about this Kanye stuff. My personal belief is I don't want to talk about Kanye, but all I can say is anti-Semitism is wrong. Anti-Semitism is wrong. It is no excuse to, and it's also no excuse to use your religious beliefs to attack or be a racist or homophobe or any type of bigotry. It is no excuse. You are a hate monger. You're practicing evil beliefs. You should be investigated. That is morally, ethically, wrong. It's wrong, period. I don't hang around or deal with people like that. The person that attacks me should be investigated for a hate crime, period. Well, anyway, as far as my, you know, people were wondering about, there were other things about my celebrity, because I put a video out and they showed me in a video with the sunglasses. Well, you know, I don't want to deal with any of that. You know, I'm a musician. I've always been an artist. I always will be. So I'm an artist and I'm an intellectual, but I'm an artist. That's who I am. And I speak my mind, being an artist, I'm a podcaster, so it's fine if you're intrigued about who I am or where I come from or whether I, you know, I wrote my song or what I play or whatever. I don't want to be bothered. I know I have a little bit of celebrity. I don't even consider myself a celebrity. a celebrity I consider is someone like Rihanna or Taylor Swift or Ed Sheeran or Judas Priest or Motley Crue or somebody like that who's got millions of fans, sold millions of records, or legends, Sunset Strip, or Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or just got Grammys. That's famous. That's who is famous. You know, those are famous people. Those are famous. They got millions of dollars. I'm just on YouTube. I'm aspiring. I'm trying to get there, you know. That's my goal, to get to that level, you know. Yeah. So, I don't need to bullshit, okay? So if you're interested in wondering what I'm doing, stop the bullshit, okay? Keep away, unless you come to me directly. I'm boring. There's nothing here. If you're interested in my music, yeah. I have some, a little fame, you know, interested in my music, what I play, or me personally, you want to talk to me, you say something directly. Yeah, that's the truth, you know. That's a different story. Yeah, I'll talk to you. You know, I'm be like, yeah, my name is Dove Knight. I don't need that shit. I already dealt with a lifetime of so much pain and hardship, but I still am positive. I dealt with insane people, insanity. You know, and I'm not even that. I'm not really even a celebrity. You know, so somebody's coming over here saying, you know, I'm not afraid to talk about my sexuality. That's how brave I am, you know, because I reached a point where I am happy with who I am, and I'm not afraid, you know. And, you know, it got to the point where, speaking about it, you know, in the past, I was like, okay, I have to be worried about this. How is I going to make it in the industry? Or I can't say this, or I can't do this because, I'm going to lose a fan base. I can't be like that. Be hindered or to be controlled by something. Of course I want to make it, but I'm not going to sacrifice who I truly am. People are going to find out anyway if I get there or not, who I am and what I am. You know, I've already got a little bit of celebrity, but I should not be getting the flack I get. I had some crazy person say, I need to like women, I need to be with a woman or white women or black women. This is my stance. As I said before, I am very progressive. I see men and women as equal. You know, I hope there's a woman president. There should be. But as far as sexuality, you already know that I'm gay. I'm always going to be gay, 100% gay. You know, Howard Bracker and In-N-Out, gay. But still... Yeah, you can look at that. Yeah, Howard Brackett, you know, that character, you know. I'm not that stale, but when you're gay, you're gay. You know, I'm gay. Yep, I'm gay. Or Ellen DeGeneres, you know, yep, I'm gay. You know, like, look at that magazine, like Ellen DeGeneres, yep, I'm gay. And that's how I am. Yup, Dove Knight is gay. So, I don't like talking about it, but I think that when this person repeats it over and over again, I need to be with this, I need to be with that. Homophobia is not an excuse. So, stop it. I'm not going to change that. Oh, and you know what? I'm going to say this. And, you know, when people hear me gay, they're like, oh, they're going to get scared of me. I don't come on to men. I'm not like that. Oh, no. Look at me. Well, anyway, I don't. So stop. Men and women are equal in the society. I do believe that progressively should be no discrimination of any type, regardless. Black, white, gay, straight, whoever you are, we are all equal, you know. So I leave it there. I don't like putting it out, but in the 21st century and who I am, that's the way it's supposed to be, and I'm not afraid to be honest, outspoken. If I push away people in the industry who don't, you know, who want about my music, and if they're homophobic, then so be it. You know, I want to be in the industry, but I, you know, being being successful is can be enjoyable, but I'm not going to die for it by being a phony, okay? And no, I'm not the stereotype. I'm like Howard Bracker from Indiana, the character. Well, sort of. I got my own style, and I'm not afraid to be who I am. So. But that woman was insane because she kept saying it over and over again for years. I'm like, is she insane or out of touch? I mean, get some help. So that's all I need to say, that's the 21st century. Everybody's coming out as a guy, common. But outside of there are people still living in the 20th century, 1980, 1960, 1950. They need to get to catch up reality, or reality is going to catch up with them. So, but the reality is there are people who are still bigoted, homophobic. There are still people who are not accepting of the trends and the changes that are naturally going to come about. They're normal. For me to say this on podcast will invite someone who's a hate monger, might attack me, and I don't need that. I need to stay away. I'm not trying to push people away. I'm just who I am. And most people, I'm sure, do not give a damn. So I leave it there. I am who I am. And I know most people don't give a damn. So that's all I need to say in that department. It's not anybody's business who I am or what I am. But I don't like people saying things that come up to me or trying to force me to be something that I can't be. Long as I don't hurt them or come on to them or do anything, because I ain't that type of person. There are people, hetero or homo, do that, all these sexual assault cases. Oh, no, I ain't no Harvey Weinstein, but he's straight, he's in jail. No, I'm not that, so I'm very law-abiding. So look at my talents. So the music industry, if you like me, just look at my talents, look at my singing, my songwriting, my whatever, and that's all you need to do, just to look at that. I don't need to be scapegoated, like today, being called the N-word or whatever, that's a hate crime, for no reason, or homophobia. When someone comes up and say they don't want me to live where I'm at, or say something wrong with me because I don't believe in Jesus, because I don't believe in Jesus. I mean, something is wrong with that man. That man's got a mental problem. Anybody who comes up to somebody who they don't know and then start attacking them not only has a mental problem, they are dangerous. There's no excuse. There's no excuse to be a hate monger. Using religion as to hurt me in any way psychologically or press my buttons is wrong. And I know that also that the people that are involved want to press my buttons by saying, oh, I'm sensitive. And that is a psychopath. That's diabolically, dangerous person. That's not like somebody who belongs in the county jail for a long time. People act like that. I'm sure they've probably been. We don't go up to people who we don't know and attack them. Or even if they do, and you cannot make somebody be straight or gay, you cannot make somebody like something. You cannot do it. It is not how it is, okay? I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been gay since I was a child. I knew I was, but I was in the closet until I was much older, So it is not something you can change. But if using religion as any type of religion to hurt me or any innocent person is wrong. It is not ethical. So the hate crime thing need to be taken seriously. In California, there's a lot of hate crime complaints. I'm one of them. So stop the hate crimes. I know if I lived in a place that was more less open-minded, I would suffer severe hate crimes. I suffer even more. My life could have been, attacked or whatever. So it's wrong. But when I put the video, this is a different topic. So that's it on that topic, you know. But back to the celebrity stuff, you know, and people inquiring about me with the sunglasses. Contact me directly. I don't want nobody coming up to me talking about me, coming up to me and not saying anything. I think that the people that I experienced got some serious mental problems because I don't know these people or whoever they are, and they don't say nothing to me. They got some problems mentally. We don't go up to strangers and attack strangers who we don't know for no rational reason. Okay. And if anybody's interested in my music or interested in my films, because I design videos for Vivo, all my videos, all my album covers, in my music or my songwriting, my whatever, contact me directly. I dealt with jealousy over my music. You know, I've written in a video that I wrote everything because I was tired hearing that, you know, people around me, some idiot, some hater, the hater, simply did not like that I wrote the songs. I have the copyright or I have the publishing. Well, I wrote it. Whether I wrote the lyrics or the music, I am the owner, part owner of that song. That has always been the case. I admire the Beatles, you know, John and Paul, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, who perhaps are the most successful songwriting collaborators in history, because, you know, it's really amazing how they wrote songs. You know, one wrote the lyrics, and then one wrote the music, and then vice versa. You know, it's like one of them just did one song with just the lyrics, and then the other got involved and helped with the music, or they did both or vice versa, or small parts, whatever. And you know, they both wrote the song. They both get credit for the song. So anyone who writes lyrics compose the music is a songwriter. They own the song. It's their song. So that is all I have to say on the department. That's all I have to say. That's all I have to say in that department, and I leave it there. Give credit to people who's due. I don't like it when somebody said they wrote a song when they didn't, or criticize people like me by saying I can't, you know. One stupid person have said something that was so preposterously, not only is wrong, but it's, you know, something wrong with them, you know, mentally. You know, he said all I did was wrote the lyrics of the song and wrote a melody on the keyboard for I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, Part 2. Well, he just described me writing a song. Because it is true. I wrote the lyrics, all the lyrics on I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, Part 2, which is part of the songwriting, but I help evolve with the keyboards. So I do play keyboards, so I do love you. I played the keyboard, and I wrote all the lyrics. So some of my songs I did not write, you know, I was another collaborator. So he gets credit, too. He wrote the lyrics, I wrote the music, or vice versa. And what I like to do is not just with the with Dave, is the lyrics, but also be involved in the producing, which is putting the song together, where everything's going to go, arrangement. So that's so important to me. Where's the solo, the guitar solo going to go, or where my voice is going to go, or wherever, you know, it's so important too, producing that song. That's true. Producing is very important, you know. You know, the song, you got the words, you got the music, so where all that is going to be to put it all together with the instruments and the voice. That is so important to a song all that is important. Really, it is. I mean, you know, the artist, you know, sings and plays. We need to, you know, it's so important. But it's also the words, the music, the songwriting, what they're going to sing and what the words the singer going to sing and where the melodies, where the band is going to play, or you know, what melodies the singer is going to sing to. And then there's the producing. So it's a lot of hard work. It's so enjoyable to make music, but it's also enjoyable to be on stage to do it. But for me, it's just getting to the next level. But I'm going to leave it there. But I hope I made myself clear that, you know, for the last time, you know, music, songwriters respect the lyricist as well as the composer. They own the song, and the producer who put the songs together, as well as the artist, is so important. Two, what I said before, any type of hatred or bigotry is wrong. Using religion, saying you're Christian, conservative, or whatever religion, to justify trying to hurt me or somebody who thinks or lived or who looks different from me or you is wrong. You know, that's a hate crime. That's boring, you know, acting out on your hateful beliefs. So it's wrong. Religion's no excuse to be a hate monger and act out spewing hatred. And three, anyone interested in me as a celebrity because they saw the film, they saw the little film on Twitter, or it's on my website. You can see it there. Really, it's still on my website. It was on Vimeo too. About my little story. It was a cheesy movie, you know. I made some cheesy movies, you know. Everything in there is true. I wrote everything, whatever, I've struggled, whatever, just a little movie. And that's all I have to say today, and thank you for listening. Good day, good night from Death Knight.